All right, we want to help out Reggie this morning. He gave us a call. He went out with Jennifer, only had one date. We're going to see if we can help him out. First of all, Reggie, tell everybody how you met Jennifer.
Oh, I know Jennifer from work. We both work at a call center, so.
All right, cool. And is it a good idea to date people from work? Maybe that's part of the problem?
I mean, I don't know. It was kind of my first time dating someone from work, but I don't know. I know some people that have had a good time, some people that haven't, so.
All right. So what'd you guys do on your date?
Well, I found out from another coworker that she really liked baseball, and I guess it's kind of obvious because she's got like a bunch of baseball stuff in it. She's got like Nolan Ryan pictures and whatnot. So I
what do you mean in it? You said she's got baseball stuff in it.
In her cubicle.
Oh, in her cubicle. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So I thought it'd be a good idea. I was like, she's like an OG fan, so I was like, let's go to a game.
All right. And how did that go?
We had a lot of fun, but I really haven't heard from her since. And so I'm just kind of wondering what's going on, because she has started to keep herself away from me at work a little bit.
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
Okay.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
We've gotten a hold of Jennifer. She's agreed to come on the air with us. So, Jennifer, do you remember going out with Reggie?
I definitely do, yeah.
Well, he said you guys had a great time. I guess you went to a baseball game. And he said, unfortunately, he hadn't heard from you since, and he asked us to give you a call on his behalf.
Okay, so he invited me to a Rangers game.
Okay.
And I got all dressed up. I have, like, this really cool, like, sequin Rangers jersey.
Oh, yeah, that one's pretty cool. I like that one, yeah.
Yes. It's so cute. But when he came to pick me up, he pulled a bait and switch, and he took me to his nephew's T-ball game. So, yes, we did go to a game, but it is not the game that I was invited to.
You know what's weird? Like we said, he asked us to call you on his behalf, and he said that you were a big Ranger fan, and you had all this stuff in your cubicle. And then he said, so I invited her to a baseball game.
We thought it was the Rangers, too.
Yeah, I guess we just assumed the same thing, too. But he specifically said, we're going to go to a Rangers game to you?
Yes, he did. He specifically said a Rangers game. I wouldn't have pulled that out if it wasn't for that, right? Like,
I bet you were the most overdressed person at a T-ball game.
Let me tell you, I looked like I was just, like, the most excited. Like, these kids are going to go play for the Rangers someday. I didn't know it.
That's the spirit.
All right. So you end up going to a T-ball game. That's not what you expected.
All what I expected. And, you know, if he had originally said, hey, I know you like baseball. My nephews are playing, and I'm a good uncle, and I like to go watch them and support them. Would you be interested in, like, doing that? That would have been one thing. But it was literally like, hey, let's go to the Rangers. Actually, we're going to watch kids who can't even take themselves to the bathroom.
Well, we didn't know either. We assumed you were going to the Ranger game. We got Reggie on the other line. Like we said, he asked us to give you a call on his behalf. Can we bring him in on this conversation to find out why he pulled the switch on you?
Oh, yes. I would love to hear his explanation.
All right. Reggie, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Did you tell Jennifer that you were going to go to the Ranger game?
Yeah, I did. So I promised. I did have plans to go to the Rangers game. I was going to take you. But you know those company tickets that are always left over and no one ever uses? Well, the Yankees were in town, and so people had grabbed them up already. And then I tried to buy tickets to them, but the tickets were sold out. So I couldn't even get those. So I just had to, like, pivot, and I was stressed. And I was like, well, my nephew has a game, and that's baseball. So let's just go to that. I mean, yeah.
So, yeah. But you try to make it sound like it was better than going to a Rangers game. Like, he was hyping it up so much. How fun is this? How cool is this? And I'm just like, this is not what I thought we were doing today at all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was really trying to sell it and double down on it and make it sound better than it probably actually was, but yeah.
He was even trying to sell me on the concessions, guys. Like, he was like, you couldn't get this many chips and hot dogs at a regular game.
It was dollar hot dog night.
It's always dollar hot dog night at the Little League game.
Come on now. That's five hot dogs for $5. You can't beat that. Come on.
Reggie, do you think that maybe it would have been best, you know, come forward at the very beginning, now in retrospect, to say, hey, I really want to take you to the Ranger game. I didn't realize it was going to sell out. You know, the Yankees were in town. And then you could have pivoted at that point.
I mean, yeah. Hindsight's 2020. That would have been the best idea. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I was looking forward to this, and I just kind of freaked out a little bit when all my plans went awry.
Knowing that now, Jennifer, he did plan to take you to the Ranger game. It didn't work out. He didn't kind of present it in the best light. If you'd like to go out a second time with Reggie, we'll pick up the tab for date number two. You know what? We can send you the Ranger game. How about that? How about we get you tickets to go to the Ranger game? Would you like to go to the Ranger game with Reggie?
I would love to go to a Rangers game. I just don't really want to go with Reggie. I mean, you know, we had one date. We tried it. And I can just kind of tell that we're not really the right match. And that's fine.
Is it cool for you guys at work? Can you be cool at work now?
Yeah, I'm going to be cool. Are you going to be cool?
Yeah, I can be cool.
That's the spirit.
All right, there you go. You know what? That's the whole thing about dating. You give it a try and you find out, you know, if you should progress. And, you know, Reggie, I mean, even though your plans didn't work out, you did give it a try. And, you know, she gave it an honest try, too. So, Jennifer, thank you so much for your time. We do appreciate you coming on the show.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Reggie, you know what? We gave it a shot. It didn't work. Next time, plan a little bit further ahead if you're going to the Ranger game, I guess. Don't always rely on the free tickets from work.
Yeah. No, I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.